You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy tells me that our fancy new radio station studios, new building that we've got, and they just built it out and it's all nice and purdy and all that. But we can't even control the thermostat in our own building? Is that right?
Yeah. Each of the studios has their own thermostat. The kitchen area has a thermostat, various offices. I mean, there's thermostats all over this place. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's all controlled remotely from the Paramount, is what I'm told.
from the venue, the Paramount? Our parent company controls our thermostat in our building. They are miles away.
Yeah, they own various buildings and, you know, Ball Arena and Paramount.
That's
and a bunch
crazy.
Of other places. So, yeah, it's apparently there's the...
Radio people can't be trusted?
I think so. I guess they got some Mac Daddy HVAC guy over there that really knows HVAC stuff. Well, if he's listening, it's like a sauna in the mix studio today. So just a heads up, bad day for me to wear flannel into work because I'm toasty.
You know, the funny thing is that the radio station has had HVAC issues as far back as I can remember. And I have now, at Mix 100 alone, I've been in five different locations, five different buildings. And all five of them have apparently had some sort of HVAC issue. You remember the one at the last place we were in? They were constantly having people come out with ladders and get up into the ceiling.
Yeah, they had no idea what was going on.
You know, pull the roof, you know, the ceiling panels away and get up in there and... Oh, my God, it's ongoing.
There was many days I'd have to throw on, like, a big puffy down jacket sitting in there because it was, you know, total opposite. It was blowing AC in the middle of winter, and we're like, oh, my God.
I think my favorite was the previous, two buildings ago when we were in that building catty corner from the state capitol, what used to be the old Denver Post building, and there was a thermostat control in the Mix 100 studio, and they had put a plastic case around it because you certainly don't want the radio announcers adjusting that. They can't be trusted. But what was so funny about it is there were like little slits in the top of this plastic thing that was like ventilation because you can't have the thermostat not get air. That's how it works, right? And so we figured out that we could take a knife, which was thin, you know, and slide it down inside the slits at the top.
MacGyver it.
And we could. We could adjust the thermostat so we had a knife sitting there to control our heat and cooling in our studio.
Well, at least you could do that. The ones here just don't even, you can't do anything.
So. You can't do anything. And I don't even know why they put them on the wall.
Yeah,
because if
we
can't control them, if it's controlled remotely.
I really don't know.
God, that's funny.
Definitely toasty today. And I mean, the heat's not good for all this equipment in here either. So
right.
Could start smoking.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's this tipping story you wanted to tell me?
Story popping this morning. An engaged woman was left mortified after being guilted into leaving a gratuity at the boutique where she was purchasing her bridal gown. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Ina? Eh?
I don't know.
Coming out of Salt Lake City, she says the Salt Lake City resident didn't disclose the name or the location of the store where she asked to leave the gratuity, but immediately went on to TikTok, of course, to complain about it, and everyone started going off on tipflation and the tipping culture, and I pulled just a brief little bit of audio of her talking about it. Here you go.
I went shopping for my wedding dress like a week and a half ago, and I ended up finding my dress at the first store that I went to. When I went to go pay, they flipped their little iPad around, and it asked for a tip. I did not expect to have to, like, tip buying a wedding dress. So I'm just kind of, like, standing there trying to do math in my head because the dress is already expensive, right? And then, like, a 10% on, like, a $1,500, $2,000 dress is, like, another $200.
Yeah, so it's a pretty hearty tip if she goes to actually do it. It turns out I think she was guilted and kind of panicked, and she did a $50 tip from what I'm understanding. So she still threw $50 at the boutique to buy the already overpriced dress that you'll wear for one day.
Oh, my God.
There's another bit of the story where she was looking at a $3,500 dress, so that would have been an additional $700 just in tip, right? Yeah.
If you're 20%.
I mean, if you're doing the 20% and everything, but I don't know. How do you feel about this? I mean, I understand that, you know, while you're in there, the associates help you find the right dress. They're bringing you dresses. It's a whole day-long process. I mean, I remember this when, you know, Nick Nag and I got married, but to then turn around and ask for a tip on a $3,500 dress. That's mighty wow. bold, mighty, mighty bold. And I don't know how to feel about this.
Don't know how I feel about it either.
I don't know.
If they can get it, fine. As long as they don't get snotty if people
don't
say no. Because, I mean, some people have money to burn. They just do.
Yeah.
God, we watched some documentary last night about these crooks in Malaysia who essentially stole billions of dollars from like the Malaysian people and the Malaysian government. And they were just, you know, partying with Leo DiCaprio and all of these major Hollywood stars, and they're dropping millions here and millions
yeah.
there.
Yeah, Malaysian criminals could definitely tip for the dress. For sure.
Yeah. So there are some people who've got so much money, honestly, that dropping $700 as a tip for a wedding dress is like nothing. It's like buying a cup of coffee.
But I looked at these two people. There's pictures of her and her fiance, and they're obviously a very young couple, maybe mid to late 20s. And you know, mm-hmm. then you're on a tight budget for a wedding.
Sure,
they probably don't have a lot of cash, and to you know, ask for a $700 tip on top of an already expensive wedding dress. I honestly think she did the right thing, though, by probably tossing $50 and saying, thank you for helping me out while I was here.
Here's your time. You know, if she's in there for an hour, $50, you know, $50 an hour to help somebody put a dress on.
I'm okay with that, I think.
I guess. Some people get so militant about it on both sides is what's funny, is that anytime we talk about tipping on the show, there's the pro-tippers and the anti-tippers, and they both get vicious with their messages to us.
Yeah.
So, you know, tell you what, you guys handle it yourself.